At first, I think it's because I'm just in a towel and dripping all over her floor. But no, she's reading her shells. Divination. And her swear means they said something she didn't want to know. Tia Lucia looks up and rolls her eyes. My heart sinks. She's not coming with me tonight. It's all over her face. And here I am about to be dressed and ready. You go ahead, Mateo. She sighs. But Tia, tonight is the grande fete, the biggest night of the year for us galeranos. And my aunt has never missed an opportunity to carry on, gossip, and dance the night away. Plus, she's one of the three members of the Cabildo, our leadership council. And it'll be a whole thing, her not showing up. But something in those cowrie shells told her she has more important matters to attend to. She's been divining for longer than I've been alive, and she doesn't play around when it comes to messages from the spirits. So she shrugs. Así es. That's just what it is. Thing is, this isn't just a regular fete. Tonight, Councilwoman Anicet Bisconte will name her successor on the Cabildo. And everyone knows it'll be Tolo Baracasa. At just 18, he'd be the youngest member of our leadership trinity. But he seems like he was born for it. Tolo comes from a long line of pirates and inherited the nightclub we gather in, along with all the nefarious dealings that go with it. Yeah, politics, whatever. The real reason tonight matters, to me anyway, is that because it's such an important fete, Maestro Grillo Juan Gerval is supposed to be there. It's one of these rare nights he's not off performing at concert halls across the world alongside other icons. And that means he'll hear me play keys. He might even sing. Maybe he'll realize I'm destined to bring our music to the world along with him, and he'll pull me out of high school and away from the local festivity circuit to go hit the road. And I'll just step on into the rest of my music-filled life. Right? What's wrong? Aunt Miriam asks Tia Lucia, shattering my fantasy in a voice that implies an extinction-level event is at hand. She uses this tone at least 45 times a day. Dead people are a trip, ma'am. Aunt Miriam has been a spirit almost as long as the 16 years I've been alive. She must have been a wisp of a woman in life, long and slender, with aggressive cheekbones and a slight smile. Now, you can just barely make out those sharp features on her translucent shroud. The harsh glare of our overhead lamps flushes right through her, only glinting slightly off the edges of her spectral form. She and Tia Lucia and I all live in this tiny apartment off Fulton Street in Little Madrigal, a hidden away nook at the far end of Brooklyn. It's just a couple hundred of us and a scattering of Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, and Ecuadorians who mostly mind their own business and don't mess much with all the weird politics of the people from the Lost Island. You're not going, Lucia. You're already all made up and pretty. And it's true. A colorful silky scarf conceals Tia Lucia's short bleach blonde curls. Bright purple lipstick shines from her mouth, and she's done up her cheeks with rouge. That aquamarine eyeliner is the finishing touch, and I know she spent at least an hour standing in front of her vast makeup selection, going back and forth about what color to use. She's a small, round woman, my aunt. But when she's armored up in all that regalia and paint, she seems to tower over everyone around her. Nada. Tia Lucia wraps up the shells and shoves a cigar in her mouth. I'm still going, just a little later. She only lights that thing when she's super stressed out. Almost never. Otherwise, she just chews on it till it's mulch and replaces it every once in a while. Gross. She turns to me. You go ahead without me, Mateo. Suddenly, her eyes narrow, and I realize a second too late that I'm still just in a towel dripping all over her, which means an extinction-level event may now actually be at hand.